This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Let's go to the fan hotline and find out. Jimmy Watkins joins us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Does a fine job as a columnist for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Jimmy, welcome. How are you?
How you doing, man?
Doing great, guys. We're getting the fall weather in August. We got the summer weather in, March? Like, the back calendar's a little backwards, but I'll take it.
Welcome to global warming, Jimmy.
Hey, man, the sun's out. That's all I need.
That's really true. Before we get into some Brown stuff, have the Guardians frustrated you this year? Have they left you entertained? What have they done for you this year? What's it been?
I mean, certainly no shortage of topics, huh? But I think that's true. The general take on this Guardian season is you lose a little bit of the charm that they have built up with this small market, David punching up at Goliath, look at what we do with our budget. Like, that stuff kind of loses its charm a little bit when you stop winning. And I feel like this is like a biannual. It's like, it's super fun to be the team that is making the most of its resources and the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. You're winning 90 games when people can't really figure out how you should be. You hit home runs, and then you don't score a run for like 5 days, and it's like, huh, this is not so fun anymore. I think when you have a season like this, and I'm thinking particularly the most recent stretch, we've had a couple of really ugly stretches this year, a couple of long losing streaks. You take a different look at the holistic picture. It's like, well, why aren't they spending a little bit more money on the bats? Why do you have to let Josh Naylor go every other off season? Why is it like this? You question more things. You leave yourself open to more questions, and the charm stops warming your heart as much.
It just is amazing to me, Jimmy, how they are able to develop pitching so well, and yet on the hitting side of it, they seem to be perfectly content with death by a thousand paper cuts. And it turns out they just don't have the paper to cut anyone with.
And even then, like, you've seen a little bit of an interruption, like not even like a full scale stoppage, but a little bit of an interruption in the pitching factory, and you can see like how slim the margins for error are for a franchise that's operating this way.
I agree with you on that. Are you hearing any rumblings about what we might hear from Major League Baseball coming up on August 31st, when supposedly that's when the ban ends? I'm sure it won't, for Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase.
I have no clue, and when I have no clue, I try to just be upfront about that.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah, I don't either. I can't imagine anything other than, yeah, we're going to continue that.
Unfortunately, Cleveland sports fans are pretty well seasoned and waiting on investigations. even if there's nothing definitive there, I would think that there would just be an extension of whatever holding pattern we're in right now, if there's nothing definitive yet.
Jimmy Watkins joining us. Cleveland.com is where you can read him. Always a fantastic guy to read on the fan hotline. All right, Jimmy, let's head to the football team. Cut day was yesterday. Anything surprise you on the cutdowns of the Cleveland Browns?
I mean, my go-to surprise cut for like the last 3 weeks has been Deontay Johnson. I don't think that became a surprise for anybody by the end of it. I think the Kenny Pickett trade probably surprised some people just based on the messaging that we were getting on him for a lot of the season and the fact that he was, you know, the quarterback that they chose before they had any other quarterback plans. I think that was kind of it's a small potatoes thing, but I think that was kind of a bad piece of business for the Browns on the whole. When you trade for a guy like that, you're telling me one of two things. You're either telling me we think we can get more out of this guy than he has produced so far, or we think we can use him as a preseason tease and get more to trade later on. We got back for him. And I guess technically you want to say it's a push on the 2 5th round picks. I see that, but it's a little bit deeper than that. Like you gave up, first of all, this year's Browns, 2025 Browns 5th round pick is going to be tough to beat for anyone else. And the pick that they ended up trading up for to get Shador, they gave up an extra pick in that trade. They had to trade up one spot ahead of the original Kenny Pickett pick. So again, small potatoes, but in the grand scheme of things, you do lose in that pick. Obviously those two moves aren't connected. It just happened that way. And I'm saying that as the Browns are trying to recoup talent from 3 years of not having a first round pick, and a couple of those years they didn't have seconds, you just can't afford to be wasting picks. And it's kind of a cutesy move, right? Like, oh, look at, we'll take somebody else's trash and turn them into treasure. Well, what has this front office done to earn the trust that they can do something like that? If Howie Roseman, Andrew Berry's original trade partner with the Philadelphia Eagles, wants to try stuff like that and it doesn't work out, or you get a half push on the deal in the aggregate, sure. Howie Roseman wins Super Bowls, builds incredible rosters. Andrew Berry is best known right now for making the worst transaction in NFL history, so I don't think I'm given the benefit of the doubt on this one.
I must say, and even though I don't expect any great shakes out of Kenny Pickett, I don't see him as a Pro Bowl quarterback, I'm disappointed we actually didn't see him on the field, not just this preseason, but moving ahead, Jimmy. I thought, well, if you brought him here, the guy did have some starting experience, maybe you keep your fingers crossed and you can actually get him fixed. Instead, you just kind of rented him for 6 months for no apparent reason.
One thing you can say, if you're looking for Kenny Pickett to play at some point, he does take care of the football. Now, he doesn't do much else with it, but he does take care of it throughout his career. And I think that you run a little bit of a risk. I mean, I think Dylan Gabriel has looked ready-ish in the preseason. I don't know what that means in terms of the regular season, but he's looked sharp. But, I mean, we just saw this a couple years ago, right? Like, they traded Josh Dobbs for a late-round pick, another big-brain general manager move. We'll take someone else's extra quarterback, and then we'll turn it into a draft pick. Okay, fine. But what happened after that? You had Dorian Thompson-Robinson playing before he was ready in the regular season. You just punted on a game during a season where you actually ended up making the playoffs. So who knows what you could have done with that one game. I don't know that I'm as worried about the quarterback room now as I would have been when it was DTR, but like, I just don't think this is all from the lens of if you're trying to be competitive, which we'll see how long that is the case with the Browns this season. But if you're trying to be competitive, it would be nice to have a guy behind Joe Flacco who's actually started an NFL game before. And, you know, these quarterbacks, as much as people say that you want to get them in as soon as possible and you can only learn by doing, some of that is true. You can also set a guy back in his development if you put him in too early or with the wrong supporting cast, so on and so forth. So it's a signal that they're feeling good about Dylan Gabriel, but It also does leave you a little bit exposed if Joe Flacco were to suffer an early injury during the season.
Jimmy Watkins joining us on the Fan Hotline. How do you feel about the two running backs that are currently on the depth chart? And if Kevin Stefanski said they're going to bring another one in, so we all have to wait patiently. Any idea which direction they might go?
Yeah, I think we're probably waiting. There's usually a couple of waves of waivers. The Browns are second on the waiver list. They could be looking for – there's the guys who are already out there who have already been cut, and then there are the guys who get cut in the second wave because, like the Browns, other teams are looking at the scrap heap here and saying, oh, I liked that guy during his pre-draft process. Oh, I liked that guy when we played against them in the preseason. And those guys getting picked up can turn into – other players who are already rostered get put in back. So I would not pretend to know enough to give a name on that. But I think Jerome Ford and Dylan Sampson are both explosive. I think they can both do stuff with the ball in their hands out of the backfield. They can catch passes. But it's obviously looking a little light right now. And you can tell based on the running backs that they have in the room right now, there was certainly a healthy plan for Quinshon Judkins to be your between the tackles, first and second down back, that guy who gets that kind of work. So that throws.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
A monkey wrench into this whole thing, and I don't know what's going on with Quinshon either. It's a new report about that. The Browns are still waiting, and I don't know why else they would be waiting other than the NFL's not done investigating yet. So wait and see.
Jimmy, why do you think they haven't signed him to a contract yet? Is it because the NFL's investigating? Is it because they're not agreeing on contract terms? What's going on?
I would lean it's the NFL investigation because the Browns, like, this is not, we're not talking about the Bengals here. The Browns are not penny pinchers. Jimmy Haslam, once you say what you want about Jimmy Haslam, he'll spend the money. And with these draft picks, there's not much to negotiate. It's more about how much do you want to guarantee versus how much do you want. And that's they've never had many cases of guys, you know, at this stage in their career saying, well, they're not doing what I want them to do. So again, I would think it's just they're waiting to hear on what the message is from the NFL. How available is Quinshon Judkins going to be?
Jimmy Watkins is joining us. He's in Columbus getting ready for the Buckeyes against the University of Texas Longhorns coming up on Saturday. This could be, well, fun is an understatement, I would say. What do you expect out of this Ohio State team this year that was so good last year, especially the playoff run, and has some holes to fill?
I expect them to chuck the rock around. We're going from having two seasoned running backs who ended up going to the NFL to backfield without much experience in it at all. You're also handing the play calling duties to a wide receivers coach. You say the running backs coach like to give the running backs the ball. The wide receivers coach like to give the wide receivers the ball. You're also, your three best playmakers on offense are wide receivers. So I expect them to throw the ball. The defense is, Matt Patricia, the new defense coordinator, will tell you can expect them to be multiple. That's kind of my question mark about this. Like, how much do you make of his resume as a Super Bowl champion defensive coordinator with the New England Patriots? Like, my school of thought is if you're calling a defense under Bill Belichick, you're calling Bill Belichick's defense, and Bill Belichick might be, we're not on the headsets. Like I would say Bill Belichick is probably calling the defense. At the very least, it's a check with me type situation. So that hire has been a head scratcher for me all off season. Matt, when you go from Detroit Lions head coach to Eagles defensive analyst and interim defensive coordinator, and then your next job is in college, that's not usually the plan. That's not usually upward trajectory that you're on. My question to people has been, if Matt Patricia wasn't calling the defense for the Ohio State Buckeyes this year, what would his job be? And I think the answer might be still in the media or some position coach at North Carolina under Bill Belichick. Like I don't understand that hire, and it worries me about a side of the ball where the middle of that defense. The design, the blueprint on Ohio State is already to keep the ball away from their offense and run it at them. The interior of that defensive line, we have some questions there, and I have questions about the play caller orchestrating the whole thing. That's what I'm looking, watching the closest when I'll be watching this game on Saturday.
I never trust a man who holds a laminated sheet with a pencil in his ear. That's my first problem with Matt Patricia. Why do you have a pencil for a laminated piece of paper? Everyone knows that doesn't work.
It's always come off. He's always come off a little phony to me. In Detroit, it seemed like he was doing a bad Bill Belichick impression. The pencil thing, tell you is that he has said when they introduced him, his thing was, well, I'm always writing notes down. I have notepads everywhere. Where's your notepad?
Where's your notepad?
We always see your pencil. We see the pencil. Where's the notepad?
Right. I never see you writing. I just see the thing in your ear, and I see you holding a laminated piece of paper, and we all know that lead does not end up on lamination.
That's funny.
It has always bothered me.
That's funny. Jimmy, we look forward to reading your coverage of Ohio State against Texas. Everything you do a phenomenal job for Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer. Thanks for your time, bud.
Appreciate it, Jimmy. Thank you.
Feelings mutual, guys. Have a great week.
Jimmy Watkins joining us on the Fan Hotline. We just had Jimmy Watkins with us from Cleveland.com, The Plain Dealer. And Jimmy talking a little baseball with us, a little football as well. And I had something strike me, Dan. I've been thinking about this for a few days. And then Jimmy just kind of hammered it home for me. And last year we had a football team that really struggled to score points. Last in the National Football League in scoring points, under 16 a game.
Repugnant is the word I would use to describe watching them.
It's a good word.
It is.
We have a baseball team that is struggling offensively like absolute crazy.
Atrocious is the word I would use to describe that offense.
And I just started to think about a couple of things, and I thought, oh, please tell me no. Are the Guardians the blueprint for what we're going to see out of the Browns this year offensively?
Oh, no.
All the way around, maybe.
Oh, no. No.
Well, let me throw this at you. There are a couple of things that are too striking in similarity to me to think that I'm not completely missing the mark here. Okay? What's going to be the basis of this Browns team if it goes well? And folks, I'd love your thoughts on this. 216-474-0092. If it goes okay, if they're going to compete, if they're going to do what the Guardians are actually doing this year, which is competing. They're hanging. They're not out of the playoff race yet. How are they doing it? Pitching, correct?
Correct.
If the Browns are going to do that, compete, hang, have a chance, how are they going to do that in theory? Defense, correct?
Correct.
The defense is what could help this team remain in contention all year if they're able to do it. But look at what the Guardians did on the offensive side of the ball. You know, they one of their best hitters left, and not by his choice, but it was Josh Naylor, and they brought in a guy who's had a fine career and has been in Cleveland before, and they brought him back again to be one of the main guys in Carlos Santana.
Mm-hmm.
What did this team do at quarterback? They brought in a guy who's had a fine career, has been in Cleveland before, and they brought him back as he's pushing the age of 40 in Joe Flacco.
Mm.
He's the football Carlos Santana. Carlos has been okay at best this year. He's not been typical Carlos Santana.
No.
I'm hoping Joe Flacco can be more typical Joe Flacco than Carlos Santana was Carlos Santana.
Agreed. We are all hoping for that exact same thing to be the case, that Joe Flacco has one last season in him of, you know, maybe two seasons in him, but definitely at least one season in him of throwing way more touchdowns than he does interceptions and making this offense really fun to watch and a little more high-flying than we all think it might be.
You're looking... I've been looking at the outfielders for like crazy for this Guardians team for a number of years. And what did they do to really improve that in the offseason? Nothing.
Brought your boy Nolan Jones back?
Nothing.
Okay.
What did the Browns do at wide receiver this year? A position that we've been looking at forever and thinking, boy, they really need some additions there. What did they do? What did they bring in to help? Major help at that position. Well, they tried Deontay Johnson, and that didn't work because they cut him.
Isaiah Bond.
They brought in Isaiah Bond and Angel Martinez.
Okay.
I'm thinking, okay, the Guardians tried to get by without making a major move to improve that outfield, and the Browns are trying to do the same with the wide receiving core. Now, they might be able to pull it off. I like Isaiah Bond. I like Angel Martinez. But is he the answer? Is Bond the answer? I don't know. You see the correlation I'm trying to draw here?
Can I give you a name that just got released that I'd be interested in?
Just got released or signed?
Just got released.
Okay.
Patriots are moving on from Kendrick Bourne.
I believe he's injured, isn't he?
I think he is too, but I would be interested in Kendrick Bourne.
I would too.
That is the first name of the clunkers that are out there on the, I shouldn't say it that way. That is the first name of the group of players who are out there after cuts that I would be interested in.
Their mom and dad wouldn't like you calling them clunkers.
I dumped that part because I didn't like how it came off.
Oh, okay. Nice. Way to hit the button.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
That's what I'm here for. That's what I do. I hit buttons.
The Browns are going to succeed by being a good running team, are they not?
Seems to be the path.
They tried to really improve that by bringing in Quinshon Judkins, but he's not here yet. The Guardians tried to improve their infield by bringing in Travis Bazana. For a different reason, he's not here yet. So they're going to roll with Dylan Sampson and guys who have been here before, Jerome Ford, and hope Jerome does even more than he did before, Gabe Arias. I'm having way too much fun with this comparison. Bob's in Akron. Bob.
Jeff, unfortunately, I find validity in your comparison, and it doesn't make me optimistic. But I would say there's one distinction between in the comparison.
Give it to me, Bob.
And that is, well, with the Guardians, we know pretty much for certain the problem is they don't spend money. If they had the money to spend the Yankees or Dodgers had, we would not have a problem scoring runs. In the Browns' case, I'm afraid that the issue is incompetence. They're willing to spend money, they just don't spend it in the right place.
Bob, I can't argue with that, any bit of it.
The problem is the Deshaun Watson contract remains a giant boulder around the neck of this team. And until you can get that boulder off of your neck, you're going to have this problem. That's just going to be the truth of the Cleveland Browns. Until you get the Deshaun Watson contract off. Now, if you want your comparison that you're doing here between the guards and the Browns? I'll give you the positive of it.
Oh, good.
If this is truly the case,
all right,
the Browns are a 500 ball club.
Well, see, that's my point.
Which is way higher than
that's my point
where
here.
A lot of us have them.
I think the Browns can pull that off if they're able to do a couple of things that we think they're going to be able to do, which is run the football. And running the football is kind of, you know, that's the safety net for this team. The safety net for the Guardians when it comes to the offense has been, all right, let's have some scrappy guys who can put the ball in play and try and manufacture some runs. And they've done it, even though their numbers are just atrocious, they've done it well enough to compete, oddly enough, because the defense has carried them. The defense is the pitching staff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not been as great as it once was, but it was better, I think, maybe than last year, except for the bullpen.
It's still pretty darn good.
It is, yeah. And see, the Browns' defense last year wasn't quite as good as the year before, but it was still okay. And if they can improve that this year, that gives them the groundwork to go ahead and run the football, because the defense is going to help you out in that regard by keeping the other team down. And you're not going to have to light up the scoreboard. I honestly, to me, it's a little too close for comfort.
Right. But the difference being in this and the run the ball thing, and this is what always is what is scaring me of the Browns season ahead, is that you are dealing with an offensive line that are all going to be over the age of 30 besides for DeJuan Jones. And that's the part of the, we're going to run the snot out of the ball, play serious ball control offense, attempt to win every game that we can, 21-17, and really, you know, fall back on the defense and grind it out on the offensive side to give the defense a little bit of a break. It just is such a thin margin of error, especially when you have an offensive line that's a little on the older side. And that's the thing, is older guys, you know, veterans, they're knowledgeable.
They're talented. They know how to play the game.
But they get hurt.
Yep. Mike is in Cleveland. Hello, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
What's up, boys?
You.
Not much, dude.
Hey, I think we all know the difference between the MLB and the NFL is that the MLB, that players union will never settle for a ceiling for contracts. But why in the world, if don't they have revenue sharing? And then are these owners pocketing the money and they're not spending? I mean, we've seen it for a long time now. Why are some of these teams so bad? You know? And then the NFL does what they do because they have a salary cap. So, I mean, with that, I mean, obviously we all know this. You know, I'm not saying anything different. I'm not asking you which came first, the chicken or the egg, because we all know it was the rooster. And with that, I'll let you go.
All right, Mike.
But so here's always my rebuttal to these questions. Okay, so you're going to compare Major League Baseball, that does not have a cap, to the NFL, which does. So then why have the Bears been a mess outside of one Super Bowl run in the 2000s? The Bears have been a mess since 85.
Well, this is management.
Why have the Browns since 99? Ran into the issues that they have ran into in between there.
Management.
The Arizona Cardinals have had one Super Bowl run, and then outside of that, they have been in the doldrums.
Like management and ownership.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So no matter if you put a ceiling, if you put a cap, if you put any of those things together there, it's how you run your business that's the thing. That will always be the thing when it comes to all of these franchises. It's putting people who are smart in charge, giving them the power to do what they do best, and backing off and letting them do what they do best. That's what it is. And investing in the places like player development and investing in those kind of things to help your players get to the positions they need to succeed. It's that simple in both of these sports. Who right now, the best record in baseball is the Milwaukee Brewers. It's not the Dodgers. It's not the Padres. It's not the Yankees. It's not the Red Sox. It's the little old Milwaukee Brewers.
The only problem is, can the Milwaukee Brewers do that year after year after year? Like guys like New York and L.A., the Dodgers, like they can do. Anybody else see the parallels here? And the parallels, as Dan commented, might mean the Browns could pull this thing off. In other words, compete, hang, and be there for most of the season, just as the Guardians are doing right now. And the Browns and other teams are able to start claiming players, so some of that news will be trickling out. Chris Rose is going to join us coming up at 1 o'clock. I was throwing out the idea that, and I didn't mean it in any negative way, somehow the Guardians have overcome just a putrid offense. They've overcome that. And here we are at the end of August, and they're still in contention for a playoff spot. They've been able to hang all year, and credit to them.
Absolutely.
Has it been ugly? Yeah, it's been really quite ugly at times. Has it been fun? Man, it's been a blast. It's been a fun season. Has the pitching been pretty good? Yep, pretty good. Yep, pretty good. Even with losing Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz, who looked like he was going to be a real member of this rotation. And yet they've still been able to hang. They're not done yet. And though expectations are much lower for the Browns going into the season than they were for the Guardians going into their season, Browns can do it with defense and compete and hang into games, pitching like defense in football. I mean, that to me, that's what does it. A defense will keep you in it. And somehow the Guardians have come up with enough offense to hang. And maybe the Browns can do the same by emphasizing that running game. 216-474-0092 is our number. Nelson is in Avon Lake, home of the Shoremen. What's up, Nelson?
All right, Nelson.
Guys, how are you?
Okay.
Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Sun's out. Feels like fall out here.
Gotta
so
like
I'm loving
that.
It. I'm on,
goodness.
I'm on my walk.
The windows
yeah,
open last night. It was outstanding.
Oh, it's phenomenal, right? And to get this in August, it's like it's a bonus. I'll take it. I'll take it. So, hey, guys, you know, Jeff, I love the parallels. You know, the more I think about this, right, I think the oldest quarterback in the NFL was, what, George Blanda? He was, like, what, 48 years old?
George was 48, yep. But he wasn't really a full-time quarterback.
Yeah, I know. He was a kicker, too, which is kind of crazy, right?
Yep, yep.
But in the modern NFL, the oldest quarterback today, I believe, is Aaron Rodgers, right? And I think we can say, no disrespect to, you know, to Flacco, but the two careers are completely different. You know, Flacco's been successful, but we can argue that he is not as successful or has been as successful as Aaron Rodgers. And my concern, right, I think I would say the Judkins, you know, dilemma is really what I think, in my opinion, will put a wrinkle into the season, because I think we have seen Stefanski's offense be successful if you have a strong running game because of the misdirection. And I think his entire offensive philosophy really is based off of, you know, a strong running game. And no disrespect to the two guys that, you know, we have in the roster right now. And I know that they'll add somebody, some no-name, probably more than likely. But those guys are no Nick Chubb or, you know, I think what I would categorize as really a strong running back. And my biggest concern is, right, as you age, the chance, the probability of a precipitous drop in performance is significantly increases. And if we want Flacco to stay upright all year, they are going to need a strong running game. And I don't know that we are going to have it. But, guys, thank you for your time as always.
All right, Nelson, thank you very much. There's Nelson and Avon Lake. Lisa is in Ravenna, home of the Ravens that we like. Hello, Lisa.
What's happening, Lisa?
Hello, guys. How you doing today?
We're good.
Sun's out. So listen, it's a great day.
It's a beautiful day. I just have a question. I'm not sure. Why is it that Quinshon isn't able to get to camp, but Bond was?
So
is it because of the contract?
Yeah. So, Lisa, right now the reason is because he has not signed a contract with the Cleveland Browns yet. So, technically, they have the rights to him being a player on the Browns. No one else can sign him or anything like that. It's just ink hasn't hit paper on the deal yet.
Okay, so another question then with that. Is he out of the woods then with his discipline or no?
Legally, in the legal system, yes, because no charges were filed. But
right?
With the NFL investigation, no. NFL, according to all reports, still investigating Quinshon Judkins and Isaiah Bond.
Okay, so one more question now.
And Devin Bush.
About the Guardians.
Yeah.
Okay, I would get rid of Arias and keep Rocchio. Arias strikes out a lot. Rocchio is a switch hitter, and he has come on good since he got back from AAA.
That second half has been intriguing, Lisa.
That's my two cents. But
now, I'm also a Rocchio homer, so that's why I'm like kind of like trying to look at this, you know, through different colored glasses.
Yeah, I am too a Rocchio homer, because I think the kid has done good when he's had the opportunity on an everyday basis. Whereas Arias has had the opportunity a lot more than Rocchio has. Because remember, he was the starting guy last season before they sent him down. Remember?
And then he went down there and, like Rocchio, started to hit better.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But then he can't bring it back up here. I mean, he's okay maybe 1 out of 7 times at bat.
That's not enough.
I know it's not enough, but I like Rocchio because he's a switch hitter. And he's better.
Lisa, thank you very much. I like Rocchio's glove better. I like Arias's arm better. I don't know if I like either one of their bats at all, but I think Rocchio's... I mean, Arias looks like he ought to be able to pound the ball.
Arias hits the ball harder,
yeah,
and I like that.
Yeah.
On a team where I'm screaming and yelling that no one hits the ball with any kind of authority, to then look at a guy who doesn't hit with as much authority and go, yeah, I'd rather have him. It feels kind of backwards, but at the same point, I like Brian Rocchio.
We'll see. They'll have to make some decisions. We'll see. One thing about what we know the Browns want to do this year with running the football. I think they've shown that by beefing up that offensive line. You know, they're carrying 10 linemen. They signed some veterans. They traded for a tackle from the Rams. They seem to have the depth to back up what is a veteran offensive line that I won't say is injury prone, but has had some issues there. And I think they've covered themselves there. I'm real curious to see what they do here in the next day or two when it comes to these guys who have been cut and running backs who are available and blah, 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 blah. Do they make a trade and bring in a running back? It depends, I think, a lot, Dan, on what they think is going to happen with Quinshon Judkins and where that stands. And the longer this goes without any resolution, the stickier it becomes, and the more it makes me think, man, are these guys so far apart in contract talks? Or, and I'm sure guaranteed money is the reason, or do the Browns know something about NFL punishment that might be coming down the line, and they're just holding off?
It might be, but boy, this is going to come off poorly, but I don't have a better way to word it. They were in the same boat with the Deshaun Watson situation. And they knew that some kind of NFL punishment was going to come down the line. And yet they still managed to get together on a deal.
Now, yeah, except for this. Deshaun's franchise quarterback in theory.
Correct.
When they traded for him, they thought, okay, we've solved this problem. And if we have to wait, fill in the blank number of games, it's going to be worth the wait. Judkins is a running back. Though we think can be a good running back, he's a running back. And they covered themselves there by drafting a second running back, and they kept Jerome Ford, and you can go get running backs and everything else.
Correct.
So there's a little bit of the difference there.
There is, but there's still a level of discipline, and they were able to come together on this. And maybe just the rookie contract and all that kind of stuff that you're laying out maybe would be the reason, how much guaranteed money, whatever else you want to do with all of that. Maybe that's what's landing on. Let me throw this at you. Are you willing to put the woes of last year's offense completely on Andy Dickerson and Ken Dorsey and go, all right, that's out. We're moving forward.
I don't know that they've done that completely, but they certainly put a spotlight on where they thought the problems were.
Correct. Does that.
And the quarterback.
What level of confidence.
And the quarterback till he got hurt.
And the quarterback as well. You are correct on that one. So those three things, they've basically said, okay, the offense went south, and we're going to fix the offense by moving on from Ken Dorsey, on from Andy Dickerson, and by no longer having Deshaun Watson as the starting quarterback of this team for the time being.
I think what it was more than anything, Dan, not shining the spotlight on those individuals as much as it is changing the philosophy back to what Kevin Stefanski might be more comfortable with, rather than an offense that seemingly was designed to accentuate what Deshaun Watson did best. That's what last year seemed all about, and it didn't work, and then Deshaun got hurt, and now they're going back to what Kevin wants to do, and the quarterback's going to have to fit the system, whoever that quarterback is.
This is my grandiose Browns question that I want to see answered in the first month.
Good word, grandiose.
Thank you. I have a couple of those. I want to see in the first month, is this just flush and move on? If it's that simple that they're going, all right, We've got a new offensive line coach. Tommy Reese is the offensive coordinator. Kevin Stefanski is back calling plays in a language that he completely understands and knows well. And everything is now fine. And what you saw last year was complete, should be completely ignored. Completely ignore anything that took place last year. We've went men in black with the flashy pen, and now we don't remember anything. I wonder if it's just that simple that, hey, we were all a bunch of people who grew up our entire lives speaking English, and now we were trying to learn Swahili on the fly. There's a small part of me that thinks that, yeah, that's the solution to all the woes, and this team and the offense will be back to a functional unit. But there's also a small part of me in my brain that's going, okay, that seems really convenient. It seems really convenient to kind of bring back most of the starters from the previous season and just go, yeah, we lost our way a little bit, you know, hey, we kind of fell off the wagon a smidge, but don't switch. Okay, we're back. Everything's fine now. Like, that's kind of what this feels like is, okay, we're back to our old ways. We get this now.
That's no guarantee that anything is going to succeed.
Guarantee in whose mind?
In anybody's mind. I mean, okay. We've got to see it on the field, and we can't just say, hey, we're going back to what we did well a couple of years ago. Well, good, let's see it.
Do you believe them in that case?
That they're trying to go back to it? Yeah, I believe they're trying to. Well, Can they pull it off? I don't know.
We're all watching.
Is Dylan Sampson going to be worth a hoot? I don't know. Can Jerome Ford do a great Nick Chubb impression?
Well, nobody's going to do that.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's...
Well, somebody might need to. I mean, you had Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt when this thing was humming.
This is part of it. It was also 2 years ago, and exactly. That's a lot of wear and tear on somebody's body.
That's exactly right, including the offensive linemen who are trying to clear the path.
Correct.
That's why I love the idea. I love the philosophy. I think it's the way the NFL is actually turning a little bit, going back to the running game.
Correct.
Best running team in the National Football League last year won the Super Bowl, Philadelphia Eagles. And they can flat out run the football. And they had the stats to back that up, and they won the Super Bowl. I think the league is turning back to that a little bit, and I think the Browns are capable of cashing in on that. But can they cash in on it in a big enough way to remain in contention and to hang and see if you get in the football season into December and you still have a chance? That's a big question to me.
I want to see it. It's what I'm watching in the first month of this thing. Is it that simple that it's just, okay, wash your hands. Everything that happened last year is in the past. We will bring very little of it forward, maybe a little bit of motion, maybe that kind of stuff in there to help give our quarterback some answers. But that's it. And everything else is going to look the way that it did, and we're just going to move forward and pretend that that never happened. And I wonder if that's as much of a path to success. We'll see.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.